Here for our Food Drive Friday special edition news magazine today, visiting with Judd Nelson here at Celebrate Church to talk about the Celebrate Church food pantry. Judd, thanks for visiting with me today and talked about this service that you offer for the community in this pantry. Let's just start off. You want to give us a little bit of kind of background information about the Celebrate Church food pantry and kind of how long it's been going and who you serve?
Yeah, so Celebrate's food pantry has kind of changed over the years. It's been around for probably close to 20 years. We used to do a lot smaller food pantry and help with other benevolent things like rent and utility bills. When the well came to town, we kind of handed those things off to them. Our food pantry kind of exploded during the COVID pandemic, and it's kind of shifted a little bit since then. But we're actually located back here at Celebrate Church, which we've had several locations. This is another long story we'll save the time on. But so we're back here at Celebrate Church. We're open the second and the fourth Wednesday of every month, and we open from noon to 3. And we serve anybody that lives within the boundaries of Marion County.
Can you kind of talk about, too, just how the pantry works a little bit? You mentioned the day is open. You know, how does the process work? You know, I saw the food pantry for the first time today, but mm-hmm. when somebody comes in, kind of what can they expect?
Yeah. So when you come in, we'll just get your name and address. We ask just some demographic questions, like how many people live in your home and their age. And then we'll have a volunteer kind of walk through the line with you, help carry your sacks, and you can pick out whatever food you think would best serve your family. We try to give everybody canned fruit, canned vegetables, hopefully some pasta, things like that, things you can create a meal out of. And then everybody will leave probably with at least 2 pounds of meat. And then when we have the opportunity, we get things like milk and eggs and fresh vegetables. But we can't guarantee those every time because we can't get them every time.
Yeah, can you kind of talk briefly, too, about, you know, how many people you're roughly serving?
Yeah, so we are averaging 257 families a month, and that equals out to about 700 individuals, give or take. We're 250 families a month, and, you know, it's all people within Marion County.
Yeah, and, you know, the Knoxville's kind of unique in a way, the size it is, you know, mm-hmm. that they have three different food pantries in terms of the Knoxville Panther Pantry Celebrate food pantry and then Helping Hands. You know, do you feel that Knoxville is kind of maybe a little different in this way, that they've really, you know, the community is helping fight in food insecurity here?
Yeah, and that it's one of the unique things with being a county seat. There's a lot more resources available typically in a county seat town. So yeah, we try to collaborate as much as we can with the other food pantries to make sure that we can help combat this food insecurity. Like I made the comment a little bit ago, this is something we wish we didn't have to do, but we recognize that it's a huge need for our community and surrounding communities.
Can you kind of talk to a little bit about, you know, where you're able to get the food from, and mm-hmm. then, you know, if you also are looking for donations too at times?
Absolutely. We get the majority of our food from the Food Bank of Iowa, but we also take donations as well, and we, you know, ask for non-perishable things. We here at Celebrate are doing a giving tree during this holiday season, so we'll put little ornaments out that'll give like 12 cans of corn, and so people can take those ornaments and then bring back that donation. And so, yeah, I mean, we'll ask for donations throughout the year if you feel like giving food. We'll always take monetary donations as well. I guess if you would write a check, just tag it to the food pantry so we know that it's not just a general offering.
Yeah, and, you know, just a little bit ago, right before we were recording this, you guys received a donation from 100 Plus Men Red Rock. You know, mm-hmm. how important is that money, you know, a couple thousand dollars going to the food pantry? You know, in a world we live in today where stuff is so expensive at the grocery store, mm-hmm. do you feel it's significant to receive that money? Because maybe with the Food Bank of Iowa, that money can be stretched a lot farther to help fight food security.
Absolutely. Yeah, we purchase the majority of our food from the Food Bank of Iowa, but it's obviously at a very reduced cost. So, yeah, that $3,000 or $3,400, we can be really good stewards with that and stretch that a long ways and have an impact a lot of homes and a lot of individuals.
Well, Judd, kind of before we close up our conversation, you know, any final thoughts about Celebrate food pantry and, you know, the importance of just, you know, giving and helping fight insecurity, especially during this holiday season.
Yeah, I mean, it's always heightened during the holiday season because people are more in the giving spirit. But one of our things we try to do here at Celebrates Food Bank is give people more than food. We try to build relationship with them and understand some of what their struggles are. And if there's ways we can help with those, we try to do so. But yeah, it's a way to just help people get to the end of the month. You know, there's enough struggles in the world, and if we can help lighten the load of their food insecurity and bless them in that way, we feel it's a blessing to us to be able to help them in that way.
It's been Judd Nelson here at Celebrate Church Food Pantry visiting with us on our Food Drive Friday special edition news magazine.